The great solemnity of the Epiphany inspires a lot of tradition and customs. Today is a day that the nativity scenes bring out the wise men to come, to recognize that they've made their journey over there. In one parish I was at, when they first brought out the nativity scene, the wise men were over here. Then as the days got closer to Christmas, they were slowly making their way around, and they kept moving them bit by bit until Epiphany finally reached their destination over there. They went from one door to over there. So there's those traditions, and many people have the tradition of blessing chalk. Yeah, they bring the chalk to the church, they bless it, and then they write above their doors CMB or KMB, with the 2019, the year, with crosses in between. And there's that custom. Some Christian, some like the Orthodox churches or the Eastern Christians, today is their Christmas day. They celebrate today. And today we celebrate not so much the Magi themselves, the wise men themselves, but the fact that they come to the child Jesus and they pay him homage. They worship him, bend the knee, and give him princely gift, royal gifts in recognition of his role as a king. And when we think of the Magi, it's quite remarkable that they've made this journey at all. For one, they were from the east, which is probably in those days the Persian Empire, which is located in present-day Iran. So I use a Google map to try to determine approximately the length of their route. They traveled about 2,000 kilometers, which by car today it takes 24 hours. So in their day, they would have been traveling by mule or donkey, and that would have taken them weeks to come. And they were probably belonged to a group of magicians or dream tellers who would practice magic, like real magic, not like the card tricks. Pick a card, any card. They didn't do that, but they were part of a group that would interpret dreams for the royalty in their day. Hence, they were very much tied up with prophecies. They had all these different scriptures from different cultures, different religions in front of them. And for these ones that we hear about today, we don't hear an exact number. There's more than one, at least two. Tradition says three. There could have been more. But they had somehow read the scriptures. They had read the prophecies about the Messiah. And they see this star in the east. What was the star all about? It could have been Halley's Comet. It could have been a collection of different planets suddenly coming together, making it very bright. It could have been a supernova. It could have been just a miraculous star. Whatever it is, they notice that, they tie it to the scriptures, and they realize that the Messiah could have just come in Israel, 2,000 kilometers away, and they make this journey. The most least likely people, magicians, astrologers from the Persian Empire, people who practice magic, who weren't probably the most faithful people, yet they make this journey in faith, and they come to the child Jesus, and they kneel down, and they pay him homage. So that they reach their journey's fulfillment. They make a long journey to Christ, to the Son of God made incarnate. And that journey is very much like the journey we make in life. Life is a journey. It's a long journey. It's a painful journey at times. But there's a purpose to it. The purpose of life is to come to know God, to come to meet God, to love God, to serve God, and to serve one another, to love one another. It's a long journey, and there are no real shortcuts in life, except for a few. There are at least seven, and we know them as the seven sacraments. Sacraments are the shortcuts to God, where we encounter God directly. In baptism, we encounter God bathing us anew. We are born to new life in Christ. And in Holy Communion, we receive Jesus Christ directly, his body and blood. We receive it right into our own body, right into our own hearts. And in the sacrament of confession, we wash ourselves clean of sin by Christ's redemption. And in confirmation, we're made strengthened by the Holy Spirit. And in the anointing of the sick, the church prays over us. God gives us his healing, maybe not in body, but in soul. And in the sacraments of holy orders and matrimony. We are given a mission from God, a vocation from God to live out in the community. And so the sacraments are the shortcuts on this long journey to God. Instead of going the long route, we take a much simpler route directly to God. But also prayer is a shortcut. We come directly to God. And God comes to us. We don't really go to God first. God comes to us first. But then we respond by going to Him. So living out our vocation is another shortcut to God, where instead of just trying to flee from life, we instead engage into it. We live what we've been given in our lot, and we live it to the fullest in love and service of God and our neighbor. So no matter how long this journey of life may be, no matter how difficult, just like the wise men may have done, going on camels, backpacking, weeks on end, trying to find food, they eventually find the Christ child. They knew that no matter how long their journey is, they find their end. So let us pray that in this journey of life, we will realize that God is the purpose of our lives. God, we are here for God. We are here because of God. And Christ is our strength. Christ is our hope. And that no matter how long life is, we have shortcuts because God has come to us and calls us to follow Him.